AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Israel and Hamas have announced a ceasefire to end the 11-day war that's caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and crippled commerce in Israel. The government security cabinet approved an Egyptian-mediated proposal. Earlier at the UN, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maki called on Israel to stop targeting civilian areas.
Stop the massacre. Mr. President, Israel, with its state-of-the-art arms, is targeting families as they sleep to sow the seeds of terror.
At least 230 Palestinians have been killed in the fighting, along with 12 Israelis. The U.S. House narrowly approved $1.9 billion to fortify the Capitol after the January 6th insurrection. Democrats pushed past opposition from Republicans to provide the emergency funding. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
To repair the Capitol and then to harden against future attacks.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's going to ramp up social media tracking as part of its focus on domestic violent extremists. More rain is on tap for parts of Texas and Louisiana, already soaked this week, and NOAA is predicting a busier-than-average hurricane season that starts in June.
Forecasters expect 13 to 20 named storms, with up to 10 of those becoming hurricanes, and 3 to 5 major hurricanes, with winds of more than 110 miles an hour. Lead forecaster Matt Rosenkrantz points to warmer water, reduced crosswinds, stormy weather coming off of Africa, and no El Nino weather event, which would typically squelch Atlantic hurricane activity. In 2020, there were 30 named storms. Jennifer King, Washington.
Stocks rallied today. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits dropped to 444,000 last week, a new low since the start of the pandemic. This is AP News. Jane Goodall, known for her groundbreaking study of chimpanzees, has been awarded the prestigious Templeton Prize.
Goodall is being honored for her life's work that embodies a fusion of science and spirituality.
I love the Bible expression, in which we live and move and have our being.
Goodall told the AP her work with the chimpanzees led to a broader appreciation for nature.
When you're alone, you can become part of nature. And your humanity doesn't get in the way.
Jane Goodall says she developed her own sense of spirituality in the forest of Tanzania, believing all living things and the natural world are connected through a divine force. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden has restored a White House tradition, meeting today with this year's Kennedy Center honorees. Garth Brooks, Joan Baez, dancer Debbie Allen, and actor Dick Van Dyke are being honored this year. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.